out in the community, the most common thing we see are patients with type 2 diabetes who clearly need insulin. But the patient has this sometimes extreme fear about going on insulin. And it's not the fact that it hurts. It's not the fact that they might get a low blood sugar. And sometimes the patient will tell you in retrospect that it was a really, it was a fear that was non-justified. But nevertheless, it is getting patients to realize that the insulin actually makes things so much better with their blood sugar control. We know two things are facts. Number one, we know that patients are diagnosed too late with their diabetes when they're diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and they often present with a complication. And what we also know is that when the pills stop working, which they do, and even when patients are extremely diligent with diet and exercise, yet their blood sugars are still running high, those patients need insulin, yet for a variety of different reasons, they refuse to go on the insulin. Patients will sometimes wait years. It is my opinion that patients with type 1 diabetes are best served in a general in a diabetes clinic like ours.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is that this population requires so much more attention, and the technology and the pharmacology is changing so quickly that it isn't realistic for the average primary care physician to deal with this disease, which is very different than the type 2 patients who are on insulin, and especially since there's minimal training on outpatient care for either family medicine or internal medicine. For the average patient with type 2 diabetes, whether they are on insulin or not, and there will be exceptions to this, I think most of those patients can be very well served in the primary care community, the majority of them. Having said that, for a primary care physician who does not have good resources or an infrastructure for doing insulin management, those patients, at least for part of their care, would be best served by coming to a center like ours.